but you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. End won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Wow, here we are, another day, another 2 hours. This is our 35th show this year, Shady Groove. That's 70 hours worth of content that we provide to you every day, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., Shady. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to you, sir. Welcome to all of our wonderful patriots out there who know that it's the 35th episode. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being stewards for freedom and taking the torch and moving it forward. I'm seeing them do it out there, Jeff. They're not slacking. They're doing great work out there. I see it every day.
Yeah, they really are. And you guys are rocking and rolling. Catwoman MN is under a blizzard warning. Let the fun begin. Taz Magic. Sorry. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Taz. Scottish Anon, how are you doing? Do you have your kilt on today? I was just wondering. That was a lame Scottish accent. But hey, we love you. Where we go one, we go all. Worldwide is what we do, Shady Groove. And just real quick, before we, because we're not sponsored by Lucifizer, but I wanted to just take a minute to tell you guys how thankful I am for being here with you today, Shady. 6 years ago, I had something called gallstone ileus, 2/22/17. And I'm still here. I survived a very rare and deadly, issue. It was called gallstone ileus, where the gallbladder fused to the duodenum and created a fistula. You know, for all use, we are now medical professionals because of the COVID vaccine, but it creates a fistula, which is a hole that goes from your gallbladder to the duodenum, which is, I was diagnosed with a small bowel obstruction. They did MRIs. They did, the thing where they look for babies. You know, what is that called? I don't remember what it was.
Ultrasound.
Thank you. There's no baby, even though people think that Alex is not my son, but that's another story for another time. The mortality, it was very rare. It only happens to 3% of the population, and men under 50, and I was under 50 at that time, have a 92.4% mortality rate. And I went in there. I couldn't do number one or do number two anymore. And I was just about ready to go back to bed. And my girlfriend at the time said, hey, maybe we should go to the hospital. We went to the hospital. They stuffed an NG tube down my nose, back of the throat, and down. Oh, I don't wish that on my most worst enemies. It's disgusting. And then they got me, tests all night. I had to drink this weird stuff that shows I was leaking all over the place. They couldn't find it on the ultrasound. They couldn't find it on the MRI, CAT scan, x-rays. They couldn't find that there was a gallstone lodged as far as it could go. It dropped in, the largest gallstone ever measured, into my lower intestine, my small bowels. So that's what they were. They're like, hey, we're going to have to take you to surgery. I'm probably in surgery right about now. Maybe it was 1:30. I can't remember, but 6 years ago today. And then this is after the surgery. This is the picture of it. This is there's 34 staples from the belly button up and weird faces in here. I know it's kind of creepy. I was still leaking, but they gave it, I was in the hospital for over 10 days and I'm still here. And my message, when I saw the light, I did see the light and I was walking towards it. It was beautiful. And I couldn't move anymore. And my message when I woke up was, you're not done. And here I am today with you, Shady Groove, hanging out.
What talking an about honor.
Patriotic stuff every day with you.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here. And it's very interesting that we met a little over a year after that happened. And it's a miracle is what it is. And, you know, we do poo poo the medical establishment quite often, but they do have their place and they do have their, things that they can actually accomplish to help people. And in your case, thank goodness they did.
Well, because, you know, I appreciate it.
You had smart doctors is what you had, because it, you know, any willy nilly person might not have been able to help you.
Yeah, they didn't know what it was. They couldn't find it. They said, we're just going to have to go in and we're just going to do three little, you know, because they did it microscopically. And then I woke up with, I asked my doctor, I go, was I disemboweled and re-emboweled? And he said, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So that chance of mortality was 92.4% chance of dying due to infections and after the surgery. They were asking me, Shady, like, you know, why am I not using my Dilaudid? And I'm like, well, because I'm not in pain anymore with this huge... Mm-hmm. wound, you know, with this huge major surgery. I didn't have any clue that it was that major. I just thought I had food poisoning, believe it or not. And after that was out, this must have been, they said that I was probably misdiagnosed with a peptic ulcer, but it was my gallbladder in 2001. So I've been living in pain, I guess, for a long time. And then yeah. I wasn't in pain anymore after the surgery. Also today on 2/22/19, Shady Groove, is when Hillary Clinton put the In the Matrix account on the list of, you know, remember that Q post right here? 2/22/82. You know, this has been selected as threats and falsely labeled as foreign disinfo. This is us, guys. This is, I'm on this list too. Not only am I on the Twitter files list, I am right here in the Matrix. And my account is still suspended.
Reporting.
And Hillary Clinton, let's just go to look at that, because it's a Delta today, Shady. It's a Politico story. Let's just go to Hillary Clinton's tweet. This is Hillary Clinton's tweet, Shady Groove. Politico reports a wide-ranging disinformation campaign aimed at the Democrat 2020 candidates is already underway on social media, with signs that the foreign state actors are driving at least some of the activity. And, you know, you go click on that story from her tweet, and you go down and it says same core of accounts down here. This is the same core group of accounts the company first identified last year in a study as anchoring a wide scale influence campaign in the 2018 elections. Well, I didn't join Twitter until 2019, December. 2018. It wasn't 17. I don't know. Well, yeah, maybe it was December 20.
Yeah, it had to have been.
So here's the voter fraud thing. This is the this is what Hillary Clinton pointed to. Okay, I don't see any of our friends on here. There's only one friend that I know on here, which is Run the Race, and she got axed off of here. Run the Race is right here. I did find out to know some of them. The Jules from right here, I think it is Jules. Is doing a cat turd show today. She was on that list. And then here's yours truly right here, Shady Groove.
Boom.
Pretty wild. So Twitter files 16 MG show host on Hillary Clinton's 200 list of people she wanted on Twitter that can change the narrative. Apparently, guys, we are working. And that's why I'm here, Shady Groove, to just, you know, take a look at what we've learned over the past, you know, and I'm going to say more than, you know, 5-6 years, Shady, because, you know, obviously you and I were conspiracy theorists well before it was cool, you know, and yeah. And that's why I did my Twitter account that has every Q post on it. It has every Q post all the way up until the we're not going to take it anymore. I think is Durham, that one right around that time. It has every Q post on it in threads, tightly, nicely or packed. And what was happening at that time, and, you know, my theories and also Brilliant Anon's theories. I felt that I could take the Q posts from the boards and put them over onto Twitter in a way that people could understand it. And I think I did a good job at that. But now we need my Twitter account back to show you all that. But I do have all my threads archived. But a lot of them, you know, don't have the videos in it anymore and all that other stuff. But it's amazing, Shady Groove, to be, you know, here with you today. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for supporting this show. I couldn't do it without you. Shady and I cannot do it without you, period. And I'd like to just thank a couple of people right now. We've got T. Lawler, Where We Go, One We Go All, God Bless America, and the MG Show. God bless you. We've got a $50 Rumble rant from Heather X. Look at the plan God had for you, Jeff. We are glad you listened to him. Truth. Thank you for that. And we've got Job 2367. God is great. Amen to that. I wouldn't be here without God. And, you know, when people go through a near-death experience, it kind of does something to you guys. And maybe that's why I was able to decode some of this Q stuff pretty well. I've been Q'd over 20, 30 times. I don't even know how many. I was a zero delta. But Shady, the research that us Anons, myself, you all have done together is what they're afraid of. They're not afraid of quote unquote QAnon. They're afraid if they say that Q is real, that means that our research is real. And that's what they're afraid of. Shady.
That's 100% right. And that's the battle that we fight. And it's very interesting that, you know, as far as it goes for me, as having a friend, having someone that you can actually talk to and trust and dig into this stuff with was void in my life. You know, I me and my wife, pretty much two man team. And, you know, meeting you and creating this environment where we have so many people that bring stuff to us and create the patriotic spirit. We're recreating that patriotic spirit right now. And we need prayers for the movement as well as for us, because this is not easy. What we do every day is not run of the mill. There's no instruction manual, but we're just being honest. And thank God that you kind of decided to turn back and come towards us, bud.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, you know, with that, we are not sponsored by Lucifizer. We're sponsored by the great patriots that watch us and listen to us every day on Brighteon.tv, Red State Talk Radio, and Rumble.com/MG Show. Come join us live. We've got a good show planned for you. But we're not, again, sponsored by Lucifizer. We're sponsored by you. God bless you. Yeti, roll that beautiful boom footage.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing patriots for humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0.
When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
And welcome. Now I'm here. We get a little confusion sometimes, but we're here. Use code MGSHOW anywhere on MyPillow.com. And don't forget to call 800-873-0478 to talk to a nice customer service representative. They love the MG Show as well. MyPillow.com/MGSHOW is a landing page as well, but just use the code anywhere. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Shady Groove, welcome back to the show.
Man, thank you guys for supporting. Thank you guys all. I'm going to say it all the time. It's a blessing to be here. It's a miracle to be here. And because of your support of Mike Lindell, we are here. So please do support him. It's not just about My Pillow, my store, also my coffee. Use code MG Show. We'll get you the discount there as well. Thank you again.
I was muted apparently in the Mutrix.
Am I really?
Did I 800? Did I get the number out there and everything?
Okay. Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So
we didn't know we came back. That's the message.
You guys heard the message. Thank you, guys. Love his pillow, says Lelix. And it's a MyPillow 2.0. So we got all that. We got, a lot of great people here. So somebody said that lies are funded more than truth. And a lot more than truth, you know, and we're going to go through a little bit of that today. I mean, we found Arabella Advisors. We found the foundations. They all have foundations for a reason. Stupid, right? So, but I want to start off with this, Shady Groove. Dr. Littell testified before the Sarasota Memorial Hospital Board Committee on COVID. It's a COVID on COVID protocols. It was a meeting on COVID protocols. But let's just go ahead and listen to his amazing speech, and then you're not going to believe what happened later. Shady Groove, here we
crazy.
Go.
Yep.
Lisa, okay, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Lisa, Dr. John Little, Liddell, Mr. Bruce Legler, I am so sorry, and another group, Melissa,
Yes, thank you very much. I have to shake your chief of staff, CN, because having served as chief of staff at a major hospital in the Orlando area, I know getting those HCAHPS scores, willingness to recommend, is very difficult. You happen to be one of the best hospitals in Florida, and I'm going to say that. Sorry, I'm not pulling any legs here, so don't count that against my time because I'm giving you some good news. All right. That doesn't mean I've been a physician for 33 years, board certified family medicine. I'm an Army veteran. I served in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, Joint Task Force, Guantanamo Bay. My very first patients at George Washington University in 1985 were men with Kaposi sarcoma and interstitial pneumonia. We didn't know what was going on. Those patients got a lot more personal attention and a lot more compassion than we ever saw with the COVID patients in any hospital in this country, regardless of their HCAHPS scores. I still have privileges at 5 different hospitals. I am on call, as I said, 24/7. And during this operation COVID-19, I have to say, I'm going to be 65 this year, I never worked harder as an Army soldier. And all these guys behind me, all these nurses know, we never worked harder as men and women in the medical profession than we did during the Delta variant. So I'm not here to condemn at all anybody. But I'm here to take a little bit of insight and try to calm things down because, I had to do a lot of praying before I drove here. My first patient was at 8 o'clock this morning in Ocala, Florida. My next patient will be at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning in Ocala, Florida, and it worked until 10 o'clock last night. Or worked until 10 o'clock tonight. That's what I do because I love my patients. Because there's no healing without hope, there's no healing without relationship, and both of those things were in the gutter during the Delta variant. So let me give you a few quick stories, and then we have a couple of minutes. One minute. Okay. Let me tell you about the mayor and the car salesman. New Year's Eve, 2020. Car salesman comes into one hospital. He's refused ivermectin. He spent 3 months in the hospital. He survives. He says to me after he got my car from my daughter, I survived because of you coming to see me every day when I couldn't see my kids. He's the only parent since 12, 15. The mayor calls me. He's hypoxic, chief of police, fire chief. He's got the Delta variant. He gets into another hospital. Guess what he gets? He gets ivermectin. All right? The only patient in the entirety of the Delta variant got ivermectin either. Let me tell you about the wife. The persistent wife, who I gave her ivermectin, she insisted on staying with her husband. He was in the hospital for another 3 months. He walked out of the hospital because she gave him ivermectin. Let me tell you about the new mom. When the obstetrician called me, I actually talked to the other obstetrician, said, do you know anyone that can treat a woman with COVID? I go to this woman's bedside after giving birth to her baby. She works the nurse across the street at the other hospital, not mentioning any names. She went to the ER with COVID. They said, wait, come back. We're under 90% oxygen saturation. She was admitted for her baby, C-section. I walk in there. She's blue as can be. No multi-sats. Excuse me, sir. 72% pulse ox and nothing being done. I took ivermectin out of my pocket. I gave it to her. Now, I got dozens of cases I can't share with you, but let me just tell you this. One more minute, sir. No. I took 2.5 hours here. Just let me say this. We are not noise. We are not noise. I'm going to tell you this. If you're going to be the best, be the first to admit wrongdoing in all humility and realize, just realize, that these lives would have been, just think of all the patients' lives I would have spared. And I was disciplined for getting my ivermectin. I've been fined $500. I've been suspended 2 weeks. I've been on the American Board of Family Medicine, the Florida Department of Health, in 2 hospitals. Okay? We need 7 care patients.
He's a doctor, right? So very interesting. Great comments. I know people had a hard time hearing it, but basically he was talking about using ivermectin to cure and treat COVID-19. Can't have that, can you, Shady?
No, you can't have that because you're going to break the barrier. You're going to break the fear factor on it. That's the 90% of what COVID is to make you afraid. And ivermectin will make you unafraid to understand how it actually works. And the establishment, even in Florida, not very happy with that, huh?
No, because this is Dr. John Littell kicked out.
What were the outcomes that we had? And we used an independent third party who basically said, we had 24% better outcomes than our peer group.
Honestly, let her know. I'm wearing this white coat. I'm not employed. I'm not a contracted physician. I'm able to speak my mind. That's why I asked. Thank you for your advocacy for patients about
this. Please leave. They're telling them.
All right. Second thing was is to follow the money.
Wow.
And get the hospital benefit.
Follow the money, the guy says.
You're not allowed to record.
Can't videotape him? What are we doing to him? Interesting. He said, I can't video what's happening out there.
Any doctor that wanted to prescribe Ventin or any medical treatment that they felt was best for the patient was not allowed to ask. And I think that's important.
So reopen Chris actually got that on tape. And shortly after that, he was actually out. He interviewed Dr. Littell after he was tossed out of the meeting at the Sarasota Memorial Hospital where COVID protocols were being reviewed. And he spoke his mind and said, you know, you need to do more of a test. You need to actually, you know, talk to people and talk to doctors. I mean, this is, you know, ivermectin saved many lives. Them kicking him out and treating him like this, the mainstream media has killed so many people because they want remdesivir, Shady. We've called it run death is near. This show, MG Show, had a Telegram group that was very special, where if people got COVID, we would get them ivermectin and HCQ, and we saved people's lives. We got people off ventilators and gave them that protocol. Very amazing, Shady Groove, how reluctant a large hospital system is kicking out a doctor who is not contracted or employed there, So he's able to speak his mind. All the other doc, you saw him shake the other doctor's hands. They were on his side. You heard the cheers, Shady. Then he they kicked him out.
One thing that we have to look back on and understand the significance of right now in this moment is the Affordable Care Act. This is the reason the nationalization of your healthcare system is the reason that they're able to legally weaponize it. You take yourselves back circa 2008, 2009, before all this stuff started to happen, we had an independent medical system. It wasn't all connected. It wasn't nationalized. They were able to make independent decisions depending on the patient in front of them. The nationalization of that has led us to right here. This is the reason for the nationalization of that. You can now see a clear picture of what their plan was by looking backwards into the Obama administration initiating this Affordable Care Act. Remember, Hillary Clinton tried to do this during the administration of Bill Clinton, and it completely failed. Why did they need this so badly? Because they needed law enforcement to be able to come in and reinforce their rules to with force or with arrests. And now you're seeing that actually happen. Someone who's giving their opinion in a setting like that should not have any fear of being confronted by the police. But unfortunately, you saw it happen right there today or yesterday.
Was that today? Oh, wait, we're America. Sorry. In Nazi Germany, that would have been acceptable.
That would be true. Yes.
Jacqueline R. Horgan said, save my aunt. My uncle snuck it into her at the hospital after they refused to give it to her and she was better within hours. Finn, 1776, says, I gave out several tubes of ivermectin with unbelievable results. Poussant, ivermectin saved her life.
Yep.
We were there.
To be honest, the more that we dug into it, we really dug into this early, we should all be taking it. We should all be taking ivermectin as a preventative, as well as taking it whenever we get any type of cold or illness or sick. You should be taking a little bit of ivermectin. It's amazing what this stuff does. It's obvious now why they don't want us to know about it, because we wouldn't be languishing and sick if we had access to this stuff. And as a matter of fact, it's proven, because they've been giving ivermectin to people around the equator for decades and decades and decades, and they didn't really have a lot of COVID around those regions during the pandemic.
I know somebody that has Lyme disease, and it's severely that with a parasite protocol, which ivermectin is part of, helped save her to be where she can function in society and not be lethargic and, damn near, a couch potato. Right. I mean, this is real, guys. It's saved a lot of people's lives. And I think, God bless you and the listeners of this show. We've had a lot of great people talk about ivermectin. We've actually had a Telegram group that helped save a lot of people. I mean, that's what this is about, guys. It's about saving lives and about, pulling up our big boy pants and talking about the dangers of COVID, where it actually came from, how to actually, prevent the side effects. Look at the vaccine deaths down here, right here on the, right down here, Shady, the vaccine deaths and injuries. I mean, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. And we need to talk about it. Instead, we're censored, Shady. Instead, we're kicked out of meetings like Dr. Littell.
Mm-hmm.
Not the America that I...
And the patriots that watch this show are as well. We've seen all of you guys. We've seen the reactions that you're getting. Isn't it very interesting? All of the people that go up in front of a medical board or a school board, they get all this massive, awesome reaction by the people that are standing there enjoying and applauding what they're saying. But the boards that are sitting there, the people that have their hands on the lever, they have no interest whatsoever in actually being attuned to what the person is saying. It's just like Charlie Brown to them. It's going right over their head. They don't care. There's a reason they don't care, because they're paid to not care.
Yeah. And we got a couple of comments here. Let's see. Sunshine Sue Q said, Whitmer in Michigan banned it quickly after COVID started. If a doctor tried to prescribe ivermectin, she told the pharmacist not to fill them. There were many blue state governors that banned ivermectin. And
Nevada.
How are governors banning that, Shady? They're not medical professionals. These doctors can't even be doctors anymore, Shady. They had to be quiet, suck it up, or lose their job and their license. I mean, this is insane. We're a natural remedy, essentially, that's free over the counter. Maybe it doesn't get enough, Pfizer bucks, Shady Groove. Maybe, you know, they were working for the, obviously, you know, we know the answer, that they were working for the pharma, for Pfizer's and the big pharma, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, you name it. $12 billion Pfizer made because they pushed a jab that hurt people. I mean, we got Obama essentially laughing that you guys were tested on. Billions of people were just a test.
It's tyranny. What you witnessed for an executive branch to do something like that unilaterally is tyranny. They have no information. They have no a reason at all for doing it other than they're being told to by the establishment order that is high up above them. The governors that did this didn't get a group of doctors together of both sides, a group over here that say ivermectin is no good, a group over here that says ivermectin is good, and let us watch it and decide for ourselves. There was none of that. This was executive decree. This was tyranny.
Yeah. And also with my mom, she was on ivermectin, but wasn't getting any better. So we switched to HCQ and within a day she was better.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, she was
those two things.
I'm like, take your HCQ. She's like, I don't know, but I can do it. And she felt like she was going to die. Guys, gave her HCQ. She upchucked all this, you know, nastiness. You know, it all came up. And she was better within 3 days.
So many people that's, with that story.
About. Yeah, that's what needs to be talked about. Instead of trusting people that don't believe in God, giving you a shot in the arm. You believe in God? If you do, you wouldn't have taken the shot.
And the whole time, that whole time we had the horse paste narrative. We had Joe Rogan come out and give his testimony about how he got better within a couple of days, very short amount of time. We threw everything at it, he said, including the ivermectin. And then look what they did. Look what CNN did, calling him, you know, saying that he was taking horse medicine and smearing that whole thing. All of the stuff they created. What happens if they do the opposite? What happens if they explain what the stuff is? What happens if they help people understand how to get better? Look at this. You can tell the intent simply by pulling back and being very honest with what we're looking at. This was intentional.
We have a lot of friends and family that were pressured into getting it. And now it even makes the conversation more difficult because now you're going to tell them what we've learned about, you know, this jab and the virus. And we're going to scare the hell out of our friends and family. I mean, we got a really weird situation that we're in right now.
Cognitive dissonance to break that cognitive, you know, like it's almost like whenever you're diagnosed with something, you inadvertently begin to own it. Well, the same kind of thing. You take the vaccine, you inadvertently begin to own it. I can't count the number of people from the triggered left who said, I've lost a family member because they had the vaccine and I still would take it today. Like they can't logically reconcile what's going on. Maybe they don't have the tools to do it, but the brain power is not there.
So let's listen to the interview of Dr. Littell after he was tossed out of the meeting at Sarasota Memorial Hospital, where the COVID protocols were being reviewed.
Public sidewalk. Okay, all right. Well, thank you.
We stand in the middle of the street.
No, it is not. I think you're a good guy, right?
You just want to call on the public sidewalk.
All right. Yeah, all right. Good. That sounds good. I appreciate your hard work, guys. Just God bless you. All right.
Can you tell me why Dr. Littell got kicked out of the meeting? What just happened in there, Dr. Littell? And tell us who you are, what's going on here, and what just happened?
Well, I'm a family doc. I worked in Ocala, Florida this morning. I drove down here just to give a voice for the voiceless, the people who were treated unfairly during COVID, worse than unfairly. My own experience as a doctor caring for patients in 4 hospitals. And I have to tell you, Sarasota did an amazing job of allowing people to have a voice today, although they cut our time down at the last minute to 3 minutes, and in my case, 2.5 minutes. So I didn't get to say what I wanted to say because I was only given 2.5 minutes to really speak about my concerns. What happened just now is that there's a wonderful board member who I just met for the first time. I went up to her after the meeting, or I thought it was near the end of the meeting, and just asked her with any chance I could say something more because I had been cut short. And I wanted to say, had I had a few more minutes to say, she herself voiced the fact that there's doctors on staff at this hospital who will not speak their mind because for fear of retribution, for fear of losing their job. And what I wanted to tell her as a doctor who's taken care of other physicians with COVID for the last 3 years, other physicians, cardiologists, pathologists, obstetricians, pediatricians calling me for ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, but they wouldn't ever let anyone know. This is what's happened. The hospitalists, even in this hospital, do not want people to know where they stand because they are fearful of eventually being kicked out of either the hospital or their own groups. So the reason I came here, I said, all I said was I'm wearing the SWI coat. I represent myself and, most importantly, my contract with my patients. See, that's different. Hospital anymore, 99% of doctors have a contract, an exclusive contract with the hospital, or they're employed by the hospital. They cannot speak their minds freely. But what they do when they had COVID, especially during Delta, they called doctors like me. All over the state, I got calls from doctors and lawyers and mayors and teachers, and I just treated them with the stuff that I knew worked and kept them out of the hospital. So what happened here tonight was simply, I guess I violated protocol. I have to confess, I have not ever been at a hospital board meeting, ever. I've been chief of staff, but not this kind of meeting where I thought I could walk up and just say thank you to what the lady said. And the treatment I got was for a half a dozen, you know, uniformed folks. Initially walked me out of there, and then they had to leave the entire premises of the hospital as though I'm some kind of a criminal. And all they did was speak my mind.
Well, I mean, you got up there and you said you treated a lot of patients with ivermectin, and then you were going to talk to the what board member and what's her name? What the one that was talking that he was.
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay, she was saying something that you liked.
About how
people are afraid to speak up, and then right as you were talking to her and you were trying to compliment her that she was about her saying that doctors are afraid to speak up because of what might happen to them. You, a doctor, spoke up and were escorted out by police officers.
Right. I whispered to her. I didn't want to disrupt the meeting, if you notice. I didn't go in and shout. I just went up to her quietly, bent over, thanked her for her time. Listen, I've been at meetings in Tallahassee and in Washington, D.C. I've never actually been told I couldn't go up to a congressman, a legislator, or a state senator and actually whisper to them, you know, to conclude the meeting. I have never been, in Tallahassee, I've never been treated like this. But the Sarasota Hospital decided to treat me like a common criminal and escort me off their premises because they had the audacity of complimenting a board member for saying something good and offering my services to her if she wanted to reach out to me after the meeting. That's all I said.
It seems like you proved their point. What did you think about this report, especially,
you know? The report is very well prepared, very designed to assuage the community leaders into thinking that every hospital that treated every patient with COVID did the right thing, when in fact every hospital continues to unnecessarily test people. When they say they have these great results for cases with COVID, you have to understand 90% of the people right now that are being diagnosed as COVID in hospitals don't even have COVID symptoms. They're not even sick with COVID. Most of them are not. They're just routinely testing these folks because still have the financial incentives, and then it can kind of pad their numbers when the patients leave and they haven't died from COVID pneumonia, which we saw in Delta, but now they say we have a 95% whatever survival rate. These are patients like my own adopted son who went in with a ruptured aneurysm into the University of Florida Hospital and was put in isolation because he tested positive for COVID when nothing was happening that had anything to do with COVID, and he was restricted with this visitation restriction. So it blows my mind how the medical profession has basically lost so much compassion and common sense during this time. I gave him compliments. I said, Sarasota, you have a great willingness to recommend score, HCAP. You guys are amazing. You must do amazing things in this hospital. But let's not blow, you know, smoke at us right now and try to tell us that what you do with COVID patients was acceptable. It'll never be acceptable. And they, if they want to be the best hospital, if they want to be the best, need to be the first to admit that they did wrong. And as that board member said, that they didn't listen to the doctors. They didn't entertain alternative treatments. They didn't even look at early treatment. When I brought that up in my hospital, I can't mention the hospital right now. I will at some other point. But when I brought up early treatment to the Medical Executive Council, they said, we're going to open up more isolation units. We're not talking about early treatment. I said, why not try to get people out of your hospital, prevent them from coming into the hospital? No one wanted to hear it then. No one wants to hear it now. They're still looking at the bottom line, which is hospital care patients. Which is why people have lost faith and confidence in hospitals. Who wants to come to a hospital that doesn't care about keeping them out of the hospital in the first place? Or see a doctor that won't go out of his way or her way to keep them out of the hospital? That's all. And I'm happy to be a voice for those patients, and that's why I'm here.
So maybe they didn't like your tie. I'm seeing it looks like what our founding fathers' signatures.
Thomas Jefferson. That's the man.
Thomas Jefferson. Oh, that's my man. That'll get you thrown out.
They got along. They got along. They didn't like each other. They got along. That's why we have a country we have. These board members and we doctors, as I started out with my comments, you know, we're all in a medical profession. We should have gotten along. We should have had conversations. We weren't allowed to have conversations. They shut me down every time I brought up, you know, and God forbid, you know, I'm unvaxxed. They even told me when I was, I couldn't eat in the physician's lounge. I couldn't, you know.
Seen that before.
So this is the kind of the way we're being treated. And said, let's have a conversation. Let's talk. So that one board member, God bless her, she said, let's have a conversation. These are intelligent people. A guy said recently, we all took organic chemistry. We're supposed to be the best and brightest minds in the country, right? We passed and we excelled, hopefully, in organic chemistry. And yet we get to this issue. We're just studying basic concepts of pharmacology and pathophysiology, and we won't have a conversation. So, you know, I make an appeal to these doctors to just allow other doctors with different perspectives to share their views for the sake of the patients. They deserve it.
You know, I'm just wondering what is going on in these places, because it's almost like they have self-governing authority, like they're Disney or something. I think the governor needs to do something here. They maybe let this thing expire, this liability shield. I know, and just, Governor, we know that there is a lot of power going on in here. I mean, look at this place. It's massive. There's lots of money here. There's lots. But what does the governor need to do that's the right thing, Dr. Littell?
The immunity bill, which one of the legislators, Burton, actually, when she put that out there, and she said, and I met her, and I'd like to meet her again, actually, because I would say, why would you put out a flyer saying we need to protect providers? She said, we need to protect our providers of health care. Well, you know what? If I'm living in Sarasota and I have to, and I get sick and I'm going to be brought here, why would I want to do anything to criticize our provider? I want to protect our providers. Well, no, there's a difference between protecting providers and actually saying to the hospitals, you cannot continue to abide by policies to the exclusion of the patient's requested options and also other doctors coming in. Like I said, I got disciplined for giving ivermectin, which got a young mom out of the hospital in 3 days when she would have died. Got a mayor out of the hospital in 3 days when he was already home in hypoxia and no one could figure out what to do with him. So, and I could go on and on, dozens and dozens of cases. They wouldn't give me time in there. So if my treatments were effective, well, look at me. You know, I'm going to be 65. I had the Alpha variant and I had the Omicron. I didn't miss one day of work, not one day of work in the last 3 years and longer than that, because I took the early treatment protocols. And now that I'm not saying, oh, that's anecdotal. That's anecdotal. Not when you've done this thousands of times.
Why does it make them so mad when you say that ivermectin works? Why does it, was it the media? Was it Fauci? Is it some type of mind control that's going on here, or hypnosis perhaps? What exactly, if mass formation psychosis possibly? This is what a lot of just regular people who are not involved in activism, who are not involved in these things, but just are just wondering, like, when you come and you say, no, this is working, I can show you it's working and it has no side effects, whereas your drug seems to be shutting people's organs down. Doctors, and there's just stubbornness and they just won't budge, and I see it in their eyes.
Doctors need to fall on their swords, right? So let me show you this. This was an article that was in the Lakeland Ledger, all right, October 2021. That was about my prescribing ivermectin 20 to 40 times per week. This is what one of the pulmonary critical care doctors said in Lakeland. I got his name. It's right here. It's a matter of public. It says his name is Dr. Sergio Sion in Lakeland Pulmonology. He wrote, if federal agencies say you shouldn't do something and you do it anyway, you're not practicing the current standard of medical care. It's extremely poor practice of medicine to prescribe medication that these federal agencies don't support. They will fall on their swords rather than give a medication that the CDC, the NIH, does not want them to give. And that's what these doctors have done. They've said, we've been following protocol. I had the chief executive officer of a large hospital, the largest one in the state of Florida, say to me, Dr. Littell, we expect our physicians to be lockstep with us when it comes to policy. Locked on a phone call that my wife listened to. I wish I had taped. Point is, they have been beaten over the head that they will do what the hospital protocols and CDC, NIH will do, come hell or high water. And when a doctor like me starts to, you know, say, hey, there's something that's really cheap out there that can keep your patients out of the hospital and save lives, they don't want to hear about it, except for the doctors who call me after hours and say, hey, you know, the anesthesiologist should call me, the pulmonologist, the cardiologist, the general surgeon, the obstetrician, the pediatrician. I'm not making this stuff up. And they call me, the emergency room physician who's 70 years old near Orlando, who called me in the midst. He said, John, I'm not doing well. I'm getting hypoxic. I gave him these medications. He went back to work in a week. He's still alive to this day, and he was high risk. So no, when it's going to affect their lives, I think some of them start to realize this is really good stuff. The hospital has to stay with the protocols. And don't tell me, let me close with this, we're finished. And my very first patient I treated for COVID was a critical care nurse. This is in April of 2020, who took care of the first patient in Ocala, Florida, that died from COVID, made the front page of the newspaper. He was a 52-year-old grocer. People knew him. She calls me, she says, Dr. Littell, I have COVID, I'm sick, I have fever, body ache. I said, go ahead and get tested. At this time, he's tested. He said, she tells me the hospital won't test her. They're holding on to the test kits. They're like platinum or something. I said, okay, we're going to treat you anyway. She said, can you give me hydroxychloroquine? She was the first patient I had that knew about it. I was already doing research. She got it. She got better. I went into the hospital 2 days later, the doctor's lounge. You've got the CEO. Now, mind you, same time, I have a patient who just had open heart surgery that was dying. Complications. He's dying. I find out that he was tested for COVID. He's in the ICU dying from complications of coronary artery disease, not COVID. I talked to the chief medical officer and the CEO of that hospital in that lounge. I said, excuse me, my patient who's a critical care doctor that works here, our nurse, she gets tested. Excuse me, you won't test her, but you'll test my other patient who's dying from heart disease. What's going on with that? Are you guys getting paid to test people for COVID? CEO, CMO say no. I don't think so. The young chief financial officer in the back, brand new, left behind ears, they turned to him and they said, hey, do you know anything about that? He says, oh, yeah, we get an incentive from the federal government for every positive COVID test. That guy's not even with them anymore, by the way, as a CFO. So they get incentivized for testing for COVID. Every patient that comes in the hospital that's tested positive, they get a financial incentive. And if they use the protocols, they get more. That's a fact.
Well, why are they saying that they lost all this money during COVID?
That's up to Sarasota Memorial to kind of come out and see. I can't imagine that they lost money. Obviously, there was a lot of federal funds that went out. There were a lot of funds that went out for people who lost money because of COVID. So I know as a doctor, I was told if I could document how much I lost, the federal government would give me X amount of money. Right? That was everybody, every business. Right? We all know those funds went out there. So I don't know if they lost and if the federal government paid them back twice as much. I don't know. You guys need to do the reporting.
I guess I'm a reporter. You're a doctor. I'm a reporter. So that's my end. I got to do some actual research. Thank you, Dr. Littell. Thank you, Chris Nelson.
Chris Nelson.
Yes. And God bless you, too.
That was a great interview, Shady Grove. That was the gist of what he said, so we could hear it very clearly. The man is a hero, Shady Grove.
I agree with that. And very articulate, very well explained, and knowledgeable and understanding. And what it makes me realize is that, you know, what I know, that all of these doctors that are out there know exactly what he knows, but they act like they don't know. They pretend. You're never going to find what you don't want to see. And that's what these people are doing.
That's right. So we're going to be leaving Brighton.tv here in a couple of minutes. If you want to find out who Corn Pop is and was he really a bad dude, we're going to have that for you in the next hour, Shady Grove. You're going to find out that there was actually a Corn Pop. We're going to tell you who he is. We're going to tell you all about it. Great find by Patriot Angel. Thank you very much. So rumble.com/MG show. Come on over, watch the second hour with us. We're going to go to the top of this hour, which is 1 o'clock. We're going to keep an eye out for Donald J. Trump in East Palestine. Mm-hmm. We're going to show you Donald J. Trump did not fall up the stairs like Joe Biden did as he was leaving Poland. We're going to show you that too. We've got a lot coming up, Shady Grove. This show is another barn burner. No pun intended.
Yeah, I thought you were going to announce that we were going to be going directly to the live boot edge comments. And so, you know, I got nervous right there. So I'm really glad that you pivoted to Trump there pretty quick.
I had to. and I want to show you this too. This is very interesting. Look at what Donald Trump just posted here. He said, let me just see. Americans can be very proud of Joe Biden as he leaves to Poland to great fanfare. Let's watch our president. Keck, 81 million votes, stole the election, Biden. Look at him. Here he is. There he is. He's walking up the... Oh, geez! Oh, there we go. Wow. Even Air Force One has... Look at how it looks like Ukraine colors now, Shady.
Oh, nice. Weird. It does look like Ukraine colors.
Yeah, yeah. Might as well. Air Force
One. Another perfect example of the administration failing up.
Failing up the stairs. So let's just do a side-by-side comparison. Here we go. Check this out. There's Trump.
room by himself. Look at him. He didn't fall.
Oh, is he going to fall? No.
No. Yeah. So I think we got...
He made it.
Biden, not so much. Oh, they did it. They should have cut it. There he goes.
Ah. Carly Bonet put that side by side together. So good. I mean, you know, that's a tale of two men right there, Shady Groove. Also coming up as well, Shady, we've got basically Cash Patel just truthed this as well. And I did not know this, but, you know, our president, Shady Groove, here's the tweet right here. Today, 45 will bring thousands of gallons of drinking water, cleaning supplies, and aid hand-delivered to East Palestine, and Biden is pretending to be Polish and placing American soldiers on the brink of war. Where are the outraged anti-war monger media elites? Oh, that's right. On the plane with Biden, not in America.
Well said, Cash.
Thank you, Cash Patel. That was awesome. I love that guy.
That
So, you know, he's bringing cleaning supplies,
aid.
Thousands of gallons of water, aid. Wow. Imagine that.
Trump's airplane just became a FEMA delivery device.
You know, it's crazy, isn't it? I also want to share with you, President Donald J. Trump made a statement just now. It's a statement by Donald J. Trump, the 45th president, and soon to be the 45th. Of the United States of America. Little respected Representative Eric Swalwell was just kicked off the Intelligence Committee for reasons of integrity and lack of intelligence and for having poor judgment of dating and falling desperately in love with the Chinese spy Fang Fang, whose honey net has gotten massive amounts of information for her beloved China. This idiot is now calling for publicity purposes only, for some great American patriots, including me, to be banned from the Capitol. Fortunately, people understand that Swalwell is a lowlife, not respected by anybody, and merely used for entertainment reasons by the fake news media and continue their assault on President Donald J. Trump and America.
Wow. Honey net. I'm going to have to go look at that one. We've heard of a honey pot, but a honey net. Oh, that's interesting commentary there. Honey
net. A little bit more than just a pot, I guess.
Yeah, the whole net.
You know, so this is from Don Jr.
What's going on, guys? Today? I guess since Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, and basically most of Washington, D.C. refuses to do their actual job, someone's got to step up and actually fill that void. So we are now boarded. Trump Force One. Waiting for the big guy, not the 10% big guy, just my big guy. And we're going to go to East Palestine, Ohio. We're going to meet with the people there. It seems like just Donald Trump actually announcing that he was going to go there in and of itself got finally FEMA to act after they said they weren't going to do anything, after they said, well, you know, it's not really our thing. Of course, it's never their thing, right? Guess what? Ukraine's not our thing either, and yet we're there giving them trillions, okay? So don't forget that, but at least it seems we pushed people to actually act for a change, to actually do their damn jobs.
Yeah.
Interesting motivation, right? It's like today in motivational speaking, we have Donald Trump attending the disaster in East Palestine while Joe Biden is somewhere in Europe.
And meanwhile, we spotted... what's the guy that shot the lady in the movie?
Not sure what you're referencing. Give it to me.
You know, your buddy. You trolled him on Twitter. He shot some lady.
Alec?
Yeah,
Alec.
Baldwin.
There he is.
Yeah, that's
look at his
boy.
Hair. Comb your hair.
Sorry, sir.
Bro.
Out of his way. No, it's Alec.
Wow.
What is this?
Oh, my God.
Out of my way, Shady.
Rah, rah, rah. Let me go. Rah, rah. He is acting and like Alex. That, somebody said, Mike Hess said Alex.
Alex.
Right.
And with that, Shady Groove, we will be right back with another hour. Keeping our eye out for POTUS in East Palestine. Shady,
Take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a My Pillow or not, you need to get the brand new My Pillow 2.0. Call or go to mypillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
vulnerable and we love them.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Here's a song to set us up for Corn Pop.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize Truman International Effort to Pressure. Truman International Effort to Pressure.
Truman is shoving the pressure, pushing down on me, pushing down on you.
Now you can own all of Joe Biden's greatest hits in one place with the new Biden Bops collection.
I wanna fly like Jimmy Go to the sea. Fly like Jimmy Go. Why should voters need IDs? If you won't vote for me, then you ain't black. But you, I can smell it coming from your hair tonight. You may cut me, man, but you'll never cut me again. Cause the pool guy just got me up a 6 foot length of chain. 303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0303-0
all out. We need these rioters running about. Come on, man. We got cold hopping here. Get off the diving board. Pulled out in September. Our allies are surrendered. You know the thing. All endowed with you know the thing.
Order now and we'll throw in Jen Psaki's greatest hits collection.
You let me get around to that. I asked by the way he gets back, but ain't no circle back, girl. Ain't no circle back, girl.
Freedom Tunes.
Hey, folks, thank
nails
you so much
it.
For watching.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. But that's setting us up for the Corn Pop was a bad dude. And I think it's pretty interesting, Shady.
I'm telling you, man, like that right there is some talent. Whoever put that together, those guys are great. That's amazing.
Freedom Tunes on YouTube. They've got 841,000 subscribers. That one has 1 million views. That was done a year ago. I just wanted to set us up for the next segment here. This is Dom Lucre. Dom Lucre on Twitter, Shady Groove. And he did a thread on, it's called Corn Pop Was a Bad Dude. And I think we need to go through it because a lot of people think that was just a made up thing. Have you heard the full speech of Corn Pop Was a Bad Dude? Did you see the Freedom 2 says get off the diving board? Maybe that has something to do with what and who Corn Pop is. Remember the speech he gave in front of the little children and called them cockroaches. And I love kids bouncing on my lap. Well, we're going to show you and tell you who Corn Pop is today, Shady Groove.
Are we going to find out why his hair turned blonde in the sun as well? Or
God, I hope not.
Me too. Thank you.
All right, here we go. This is Dom Lucre. So Dom Lucre is basically, he was putting the homeless in homes. He's a vet, former hip hop executive, founder of Credit Kadabra, 40 Under awardee. Threads and donation info is below if you want to support him. But I got to tell you, Shady Groove, this was kind of interesting to go through. You know, we all think Corn Pop was funny and Corn Pop was a bad dude. But during the civil rights movement, Joe Biden made violent threats towards William L. Morris, also known as Corn Pop, an African-American community activist who is part of the Wilmington Romans group, Shady Groove. Gangs, they aren't anything new for Wilmington. Wilmington is having a lot of problems these days with gangs. So what's new? Something has to be done about the curbing of the gang activities on the Upper Market Street Strip. Really? Like what? We need blue ribbon investigations. Good grief. Another, Dr. Carol Hofker, in her recent history, Corporate Wilmington, reminds us gangs have long been a feature of Wilmington life. O.H. Greiner, a Veterans Wilmington journalist, wrote in 1945, back in the 1880s, each section of Wilmington, with one or two exceptions, had its group of self-appointed boy defenders in most instances. That's interesting, isn't it, Shady, if you really think about this? But basically, it talks about right here She says that in 1960, Wilmington had at least 10 major gangs. These included the Jayhawkers in the Southwest, the Mountain Dew Gang, Romans from the North East Public Housing Area, and the East Side Stompers. The police tried with modest success to hold the gangs in check. But the YMCA, so this is it right here, Shady Groove. Hoffaker writes, but there were occasional street battles. Hostility between the West Side and the Northeast gangs was particularly intense. In April of 66, a West Side youth shot and killed Beverly J. Keller, or B.J. Keller, a popular member of the Northeast Mountain Dew Gang in the 16th Street Bridge in the Northeast. Both victim and his assailant were 18 years old. The YMCA and Catholic Social Services tried to find positive outlets for the gang members. Among the leaders was Father Thomas Reese, who died in 1965, persuaded the Catholic diocese to create an office for inner city development, a rallying point for social outreach, urban suburban churches. Reese hired a young ex-Sumerian, Ned Butler, who the work officer of the inner city development assisted people living in the area where BJ met her death. So pretty interesting, Shady Groove, that this is part of the reports. In the mid-70s, reports there were spread out such gangs as the Untouchables, the Philly Dogs, and the Downtowners. They generally disbanded after a number of knife and gun battles after some of the leaders were jailed. But this is kind of like, you know, the gang problem in Wilmington. And we find Wendell Howell, president and director of Urban Coalition for Justice, working with Wilmington Police to also. So very interesting. So this gentleman, William L. Morris, was Corn Pop, an African-American community activist who was part of the Wilmington Romans group. That's why that was kind of important to understand. So Corn Pop attempted to use a public pool, Shady Groove. But since he couldn't afford the required swimming cap, a Democrat law set in place to discourage non-affluent people from accessing public pools, Joe Biden barred him from leaping from the diving board. So this is the article, Shady Groove, going off on the deep end, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the desegregation of Little Rock's public swimming pools. This is President Lyndon B. Johnson signed one of the 20th century's landmark pieces of civil rights legislation, the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And basically, you know, owned and operated. These included any facility that was owned and operated or managed on behalf of any state or subdivision thereof, as well as commercial concerns. Basically, so they can, you know, go swimming again, Shady Groove, right? I mean, that's basically what it is. But here it is. In addition, Biden ordered Corn Pop to leave the premises. Corn Pop peacefully protested outside the facility. Biden, enraged by his presence, approached the young guy with a chain. Corn Pop was claimed to be carrying a razor blade, although no witnesses have confirmed this. And there's pictures right there. Pretty interesting, right? All right. Corn Pop. So this is several years later. Joe Biden described William Corn Pop Morris as a bad dude in his recollection of the event. Fact checkers were unable to verify Joe Biden's charges against Corn Pop's character, prompting many to not deny false allegations. So this is the summer of 1962, stretched out with possibility before 19-year-old Joe Biden, who was home from College in Wilmington, Delaware, thought it was the last of his teen years. He did spend it carousing the local bars, wandering the sands of Rehoboth Beach and hiding classified document holes to put things in, Shady, or driving to Atlantic City. but basically, instead, he took a job as a lifeguard at the city pool in hopes of learning more about the Black community. His plan was successful. Not only was he a white lifeguard at a Price's run swimming pool in Brown Burton Winchester Park, but he was the only of the white people there at all. As he wrote in his autobiography, promises to keep on life and politics. Now, 55 years later, the community has named the center housing pool after the former vice president. The new sign on the side of the building reading the Joseph R. Biden Jr. Aquatic Center was unveiled. All right, so that this goes back to this article, right? So Corn Pop passed away aged 73 in 2016, surrounded by his family and loved ones, but he was anything but a bad dude. He was laid to rest in Mother Yuame Church, but Joe Biden was not there. Biden remembered the story of Corn Pop a year after his death to call him a gang member. This is William L. Morris. He passed away with family by his side on December 2nd, 2016. Homegoing services will be held at Mother Yuame Church. That's on 5th Street with a viewing on December 10th, Saturday, December 10th. Viewing will be from 10 to 12. Services following right there, Shady Groove, at the Bell Funeral Home. But pretty interesting, Shady. Now he's a bad dude, right? So based on the brief encounter that Biden had with Corn Pop, he was labeled as a bad dude. However, some people have criticized Biden for judging Corn Pop by both his appearance and lack of means to obtain an expensive swimming cap, Shady. Here's the article if you want to read it.
Says that I owe you an apology, Biden told Corn Pop, as he recalled in his 2007 autobiography, Promises to Keep, quote, I should have never called you Esther Williams. That was wrong. And in front of all your friends, I am sincerely apologize. But if you bounce on the board like that again, I'm still going to throw you out. Biden.
Who, Biden? Yeah, he likes his power, doesn't he? Some have claimed that Biden's bad dude label is a product of judging a person by their appearance rather than by the content of his character. Let's listen to this.
So good. This was the diving board area, and I was one of the guards, and there were not. There was a 3-meter board, and you fell off sideways. You landed on the darn cement over there. And Cornwall was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. And back in those days, to show how things have changed, one of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, these were all public housing behind it. My car, there was a gate out here. I parked my car outside the gate, and he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. Not a joke. There's a guy named Bill Wright, Mouse, the only white guy, and he did all the pools. He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where all the pool filter is. You know, the chain, there used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain. He folded up. He said, you walk out with that chain. And you walk to the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. I said, you kidding me? He said, no, if you don't come back. And he was right. So I walked out with the chain. And I walked up to my car. And they had, in those days, used to remember the straight razors, bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty. And I looked at him, but I was smart then. I said, first of all, I said, when I tell you get off the board, you get off the board, and I'll kick you out again. But I shouldn't have called you Esther Williams. I apologize for that. I apologize, but I didn't know that apology was going to work. He said, you apologize to me? I said, I apologize for that. Not for throwing you out, but I apologize for what I said. He said, okay, close the straight razor, and my heart began to beat again. And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what. The men, they're now all men, the guys I work with down here, and they're all guys at the time.
Just very interesting, you know, commentary. Now you understand the whole story, right? So perhaps that there was more to Corn Pop than simply a man who tried to swim and was persecuted by a young, wealthy Joe Biden who was quoting using French language and as in the N-word and similar terminology. Harriet's skepticism notwithstanding, Biden is actually not alone in recalling the misadventures of Corn Pop and the Romans. At a dedication ceremony in 2017 for Joseph R. Biden Jr. Aquatic Center in Wilmington, Delaware, former state NAACP President Richard Mouse Smith gave firsthand account of the dust-up. Smith corroborated the first half of the story, nothing that Biden used some French language when he told Corn Pop to get off the diving board, but that Mr. Pop did indeed threaten to cut Biden. He never got around mentioning the confrontation in the parking lot, but did say that Biden stood his ground. So as time progresses, we're all likely to know more about this unique individual who lived in a world very different from today's world. I wish Corn Pop was here to save us. Rest in peace, William L. Corn Pop Morris. Shady.
Now you have the story from straight from the horse's mouth to recognize like how bad of a dude that Corn Pop really was and how full of it this administration is. And it's still continuing.
Yeah. I mean, we got it. We figured it out. We figured out who Corn Pop really was. We got the true story, but wouldn't it be great if Corn Pop was still alive to give his recount, rebuke, you know, Biden and what really happened. Very interesting, because it was a different world back then.
Yeah, it'd be great to have him run against him in the Democrat Party.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. We got on 2/9 on February 9th, 2023, the Los Angeles County was unable to provide progress updates into the 20-plus terabyte that are supposed to be investigating regarding Connick. Eugene Yu has court tomorrow on 2/23/23. So let's see what happens. This is it, February 23rd, 2023. It's going to be at the Clara Shortridge Fools Criminal Justice Center in room number 30, arraignment and plea. So hopefully, basically what's happening is the prosecutors aren't able to pay $150,000 for the forensic, investigation of the computer, allegedly, where this department has billions of dollars in. They could find $150,000, Shady. Come on. PII data.
$44 billion budget. Yeah.
And, you know, this is PII data. This is data people that lived in LA County, and they did allow 15-year-olds to run the polls. So 15-year-olds had their data, their social security number, and they might have gotten paid, and everything housed on a Chinese server in communist China. You know, you're worried about TikTok? This is probably much worse.
I also heard that they're starting in Southern California, that they're actually hiring, they're asking for foreign immigrants to sign up to be poll workers and work in the elections down there. So it's not getting any better.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we got to do something with them, right?
Corn Pop was a bad dude, Shady.
I know. We're not going to get past that today. Should we get the fire a shotgun song to play for Joe Biden today?
Is there a song called Corn Pop is a Bad Dude? Which one?
No, I was talking about the shotgun video where he's like fire two rounds. That made me think of that whenever we were reading the Corn Pop story.
Oh my God, right? It's crazy. There's a video going around right now of Metropolitan Police here, Shady Groove. And yes, there is some swearing, so I'm going to just let you know, but this is the police talking on January 6th, 2021, Shady Groove. You ready to listen to this?
Yep. Yes, I am.
Something's not right.
They set us the fuck up. That's what they did. They set up 64.
Oh, absolutely.
And then they asked y'all to come 2 hours later. They set us up.
They needed everybody right away.
Nah, right away. They set us the fuck up. So, nah, we ain't got shit. We ain't got no motherfuckers. They set us the fuck up. Take this motherfucker.
Shit. Let them take it. Metropolitan Police right there.
Here, you need water? Nah, here.
So, I mean, essentially, Shady, that gentleman felt that he needed to be there a lot sooner. So they set him up. Get there late. When it was too late. Sounds like. What do you think?
We didn't have anybody on the January 6th committee interviewing those people, did we?
No.
Hmm.
They set us up. They set us the beep up, Shady.
Yep. All of it. I think all of it was a setup, from the pipe bombs to the fake MAGA to the Antifa to the feds being in the crowd. Now we're finding that there could have been over 200 confidential human informants in that crowd, and that they were identifying themselves as police. We even have people that were dressed in MAGA that identified themselves to Capitol Police as New York Police Department as they were stopped passing the barricades. There's a lot more that we are going to discover in all of this. We're just getting started.
Yeah, we are. And allegedly, they're all popping their heads on Speaker McCarthy giving access to the Tucker Carlson team. They are popping their heads on the left, Shady Groove.
If he really wants to pop their heads, give it to the MG show.
There you go. And Twitter files. I want those, too.
I do, too.
All right, Shady. So, you know, CAG Drogo has been doing a great job of looking at all the different fires and everything. You know, we've got, you know, a fire last week with 2 acres of burning plastic in Florida. There was another chemical fire in Florida, in addition to the Covanta waste energy fire that was causing air quality concerns. You know, look at the kind of, you know, smoke and everything that's being billowing up into the atmosphere. You know, here's another one. They're trying to kill us. Check this out.
To bring you of a huge fire near Orlando right now, an inferno raging. Crews battling this fire, what officials say is a nursery. Reportedly, 5 acres of plastic planters caught fire. Let's show you a live look now. Firefighters now.
So that was that. So now there's 3 dangerous fires in Florida. There was, you know, another Shady Groove. I think there's, you know, another train derailment. I mean, we got train derailment season, UFO season, train derailment season, UFO season. What is it? You know, what's, you know, don't look at Ukraine. What's going on, folks? Like, there is something seriously going wrong in this country. And, you know, we played this a bunch of times. And if you haven't read it, get the Behold a Pale Horse by Bill Cooper, and or go find it. Go read the first chapter. It's all about silent weapon for quiet wars. That's part of what's happening as well. I mean, they're disrupting the food supply, the energy supply. I mean, Shady, look at everything that they're doing to we the people. And Pete Buttigieg is not Palestine. There's nothing. They're not the lobby of the railroads, and the family bloodlines of the railroads are very powerful. They're very powerful people, Shady.
And I would just like to mention we were just discussing the January 6th video and Tucker Carlson. I was extraordinarily disappointed and frustrated with the presentation that Tucker Carlson did last night. I don't understand why he would bring someone in as a nobody potential presidential candidate at the top of his show, as opposed to talking about the last president who was maligned and thrown out of office without a second term that he should have had because of what happened on January 6th and preceding that. This is all BS, guys. And what they're doing is, you know, they're not supporting Donald Trump. I'm hoping that Tucker is supportive of the protesters who were there to protest the faulty election. But, I'm you know, Tucker is not acting very patriotic towards Donald Trump right now.
Yeah, and I think that's Fox News, you know, who I don't even know what that guy's name was. I was very disappointed in that as well. He leads up with the great Don Lemon, you know, talking about, you know, Don Lemon is basically done. You know, he's in HR, you know, for 3 days, and I guess he was there today, but not interacting with the people. But, you know, I didn't get it either. He's talking about a great awakening. We've had it, buddy.
Yep.
The Great Awakening, we already understand it. And, you know, we just need to be uncensored so we can tell people. I mean, that's basically the bottom line, is it not?
It is the bottom line. And to underscore that bottom line is Donald Trump, okay? Not Ron DeSantis or Vicara or whatever the heck that guy's name was that he had on, or Mike Pence. Shout out to Hannity. All of you guys thinking you're going, Nikki Haley. Look at the last week. We've had Nikki Haley. We've had Mike Pence. We've had this guy on Tucker last night. They've got Ron DeSantis. Anybody but Trump, Fox says.
Yeah. Yeah, and look at this, Shady Groove. This is, let me just show you.
They'd run corn pop, Jeff. They'd run corn pop against him.
He's a bad That corn pop is a bad dude. Look at this. Nikki Haley, General Flynn, truth this out today. Caption this recent photo.
Ah, Remember to do a lot.
Oh, I mean, we might want to refrain from captioning that, General Flynn, but that is a fire post right there, Shady Group. That
she was a young leader for the World Economic Forum. We can vouch for that.
She sure was. Let's go ahead and take a look at what's going on and see if they're live yet. Waiting for the live stream. I don't know if anybody has one or not. But Trump should be on the ground here in a few minutes. Do you think what is it called? RSBN is covering it.
I would think that they would be. I didn't actually see a live link. I've got Twitter up here, and I don't see that he has come out and started anything yet. No.
Yeah, I've got this right here. We're waiting for Fox News live. Trump visits East Palestine, Ohio. After Norfolk Southern train derailment. So I'll just keep that on right now to see what they come up with. Well, it seems like they're gonna.
We'll see.
You don't think so? You don't have trust?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like that, you know, if Fox News puts Donald Trump on there and he knows he's live on Fox, he might go off script a little bit. I mean, they have to have Neil Cavuto in there to hit the button.
This may not be live on the news channel, but they're gonna. This is YouTube, right? You see what I mean? Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, well, maybe. You know, that's true.
You know, so we'll see what happens. I'm gonna go to Rumble right now and look, since I don't know if anybody dropped anything, but any help would be appreciated.
It's RSBN. I do not see that live.
Okay. Interview with Donald Trump. Yep, I don't see anything coming up yet either. Okay. All right. So we'll keep an eye out for that, guys. But your president, my president, the one that did get 81 million votes. Oh, my God, Shady.
We have an issue with our education system could be preempting this election with spending 15 years of not teaching children math.
Yeah. So this is Boot Edge Edge. Last night on MSDNC.
Are asking when you are going to pay them a visit. What have you got to say to them?
So I am planning to visit. I have followed the norm in the first days of the crash response of being out of the way of the independent NTSB. The National Transportation Safety Board has the lead on the investigative part. But we're now entering the phase where this is becoming a policy conversation.
Kyiv, Ukraine, and one of the things the mayor of East Palestine said, that he called on President Biden to visit East Palestine before he went to Ukraine. He said that was the biggest slap in the face that tells you right now he doesn't care about us talking about President Biden. So he can send every agency he wants to. But I found out this morning that and one of the briefings that he was in the Ukraine giving millions of dollars away to people over there, not to us. And I'm furious. Look, to Americans who have a train derailment, particularly with hazardous chemicals in their community, you can see why this feels like the biggest priority for them and perhaps two generations to follow if there's hazardous chemicals out there. What do you say to people who see the president's visit to Ukraine but don't see you or the president in East Palestine?
Well, the biggest thing I want residents of East Palestine to know is that they're not alone. Our department's personnel were on the ground from within the first hours of the incident. They've got multiple federal agencies on the ground, partnering with the state, partnering with local first responders, and this has the attention of the entire administration. Our piece of this, obviously, is the transportation side. I am very concerned to make sure that these residents are getting what they need on the health and environmental side, and really appreciate the work that's been done by local first responders and by our administration in order to make sure they have everything they need. And that's going to continue long after there's less public attention, less people coming through town, and less media coverage, frankly.
Did you get all that?
I did.
That's the direction we're going.
This is the direction. This is in East Palestine ahead of the visit.
Miles that way.
Okay.
But today some guys took some water samples right over there. They did that little dredge, you know, at the bottom of this, and you get the exact same effect.
All right here. So all of this is contaminated.
It bubbles up from the bottom. This is all downstream.
All downstream.
This would be the main collection for all of it.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
You might have some little tributary waterways.
This is the main.
But this would be like the main slush ditch of this.
Wow.
And then this goes all the way to Cincinnati, you know?
Right. Wow, man.
This is, I've grown up here. This is, that's like my church, them woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you make of the government saying that no big deal, basically not even showing up here?
It speaks volumes.
And the fact that Trump's coming, but Biden hasn't.
Man of the people.
Massive, massive disaster. And where's Joe Biden? He's in Ukraine. He is allowing our country to be invaded on our southern border. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, nowhere to be found as America's falling apart. And where does Joe Biden go? To Ukraine to secure their borders, to put their people first and America last.
Well said, Sheedy. Yeah. So there you go. That's a little bit about what's happening in East Palestine. It's a freaking disaster. Shady, we have some sightings right now. Here it is right here. This is moments ago. Following
breaking news, President Trump just arriving in East Palestine, Ohio, as the town continues to reel from the massive train derailment and toxic chemical spill. We will keep you updated throughout the hour.
There he is there. It looks like it's raining there. I don't like that, just to let you know. But check it out.
Here waiting for Trump. Look at this.
Look at this, guys.
On cameras everywhere. Everybody is here. We got, oh my gosh. They're ready for the former president. They're lined up everywhere. Unbelievable. Look at the, now there's media attention. Look at that. Wow. A lot of Trump support here. Is this why there's the lack of support for East Palestine? I hope it's not political. But now there's people everywhere. Trump flags everywhere. Wow. All right. Stay tuned.
Look at that, Shady Grove. Boom. And let's keep here waiting for, oops, let me just make this. I've got another one here. Check this out. This is, let me just double check. Here it is. Listen to this. So locals have started chanting, "No more Joe."
No more Joe! 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 No!
Wow.
Good.
Yeah. And they got a gun next to him. Check this out, Shady. One Democrat, Shady. There's one. So, Shady, one God. Democrat out of those people, and he's a joke.
God bless her.
Okay, him.
I mean, I don't know. People were him. People were involved.
Was that a him? Or her? I couldn't tell.
Oh, I don't know. It looked like, I thought it was an older lady. Was it a guy?
It might have been with a beard. Oh. Who knows anymore? You know, but wow, Shady.
I think that this is going to be a monumental moment for the people in East Palestine. If you're anywhere near that area and you're hearing this, your house is in that area, you need to have your home open. I know it's cold outside, but your home needs to air out. This stuff does not dissipate the way it gets in low-lying areas, basements and things like that. Imagine if you've ever been cleaning and you've gotten a big intake of chlorine or Clorox, you know, if you're using bleach and you breathe that in, that is times 1,000 sort of effect that these people are getting that are breathing this stuff inside their homes. So the more fresh air, the better if you're inside your homes, and definitely do not drink the water. The water table will be becoming more and more contaminated as we go forward. They're acting like this is going to be a reverse situation where the water is going to be better and better as we go forward. But the truth is, this stuff is going to move into the groundwater. It doesn't release from the water molecule, so it will never go out once the wells are contaminated. And, you know, we're looking at 12 years, 4,400 days or something for this stuff to dissipate from water. Okay, so that's the disaster that we're really talking about. So don't listen to a bunch of the people that are telling you that the water is safe. take matters into your own hand and take care of yourself, because they're not telling you the truth.
The mayor, the fire chief, and others that did drink the water yesterday in East Palestine, their services will be available in about a year. Rest in peace.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
Yeah. Check this out, Shady Groove. This is Dan Scavino posted this. Look at this. Pretty cool shot of Trump Force One landing in Ohio. Look at that. Boom. Boom. Pretty cool shot, Dan Scavino. Thank you for that. Yeah, man. I'm telling you guys, your president is there. The one that we elected is there. The one that stole the election to cover up their crimes in Ukraine is in Ukraine. It's really that simple.
Isn't that funny? It really is. Yeah. There's nothing. I mean, that's perfectly, you know, like right now at this perfect moment to see the complete hypocrisy for the folks that are kind of in the middle, Jeff. I mean, effectively, this is, I even heard, what's his name? Timcast yesterday. He said, I can't take this anymore. He's like, there's nobody else. I'm voting for Trump. So,
yeah,
you know, people are realizing that there is no other option. Matter of fact, I was over on Twitter trolling Bill Mitchell yesterday because he's telling everybody out there that Trump has too much baggage. You might as well just stop it. It's not going to work.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, you're done. He was for red flag laws. I mean, the guy's a nutbag. Yep. Here we go, yeah. Shady. Donald J. Trump right here. Let's listen to him. He truthed this out. He wants us to hear it. Let's check it out.
No president has done more to try to highlight the weaponization of the federal government or what bureaucracies are doing than you. Two recent examples of FBI putting out a memo saying that Catholics who go to Latin Mass are supremacists or extremist threats. And then today, a story we broke, a Democratic research firm improperly got the personnel files of a dozen of our great military members. Your thoughts on those two instances?
Oh, it's totally been weaponized with these prosecutors. They've been going after me for years. Prosecutors that are Democrats, radical left. And by the way, the higher my poll numbers go, the harder they come at me. And you see it right now. They have a total Trump hater looking at the document hoax. It's a hoax. Obama took documents all over the place. And you know, if you take a look at Obama and Biden, and you take a look at all of them, including Jimmy Carter, and we wish him well, but everybody took documents. It's a hoax, and nobody has a problem, but they come after me. And the reason they come after me, because I'm leading everybody by so much, and what they've done is weaponized the justice system, and it's a disgrace. Never has our country had anything like what's going on right now. They put all Trump haters in, and if you hate Trump, you have a chance of getting that prosecution. You know, no, it's a disgrace what's going on, but I've been fighting it for years, and I'll continue to fight it, and we've been doing very well.
Yeah, we have been doing very well. By the way, Shady, there's also spotted in East Palestine an FJB flag, Shady. Let's check it out. There's the local Pizza Hut. FJB right there. Look at that. In case you guys don't know what that means, it means Joe Biden.
Say it again so they can hear you.
Joe Biden.
Thank you.
But yeah, so we got a lot of patriots there. So is it political, Shady? It's a great question by the commenter in that one video. We've got Donald J. Trump in East Palestine giving away thousands of dollars or gallons of water for the people, cleaning supplies, and other things that they may need in this dire time with the bloodline railroads dumping toxic chemicals in their city. Shady.
It's going to be interesting to see how the administration and Buttigieg and the transportation secretary handle what Donald Trump is doing right now, because he is really taking the reins. This is the moment, I think, where he's beginning to do what we thought we were going to see him do, which is take the reins, start acting like the de facto president, regardless of what these idiots over there are doing, to lead up to his primary and then eventual election, to show the people of America the truth about who he is, not the media truth. And I was in discussions with a person just yesterday who's so triggered by the stuff that's going on with Donald Trump. And it's just like, you know, you people cannot get past it. They cannot get over the mind control. And the only way they will, Jeff, is for him to lead us out of this chaos and mayhem with common sense and dignity and a little bit of respect for the people that are being harmed. That's all we're asking for. It's not like we're asking for miracles over here.
Joe Biden and the government has not given one drop of fresh water. Look at what Donald Trump's doing. Look at this, guys. This is what your president is doing out of his own pocket.
Amazing. It's amazing, Jeff.
Yeah.
But he's the most self-centered, egotistical narcissist ever to walk the planet.
Yet he delivers food and water supplies to a contaminated area called East Palestine. God bless him. I mean, God bless the people in East Palestine. We need you guys. But wow, guys, food and water out of his own pocket. Remember, guys, they keep saying that, you know, he's all selfish, but he gave away his presidential pay. He didn't make all a dime being president.
Every penny.
Yeah.
Every penny he donated, a lot of it he donated to veterans and back to blue type law enforcement establishments.
Yeah.
Amazing human being, bro.
Wow. Unbelievable. And so I'm just looking, you know, for new videos of the president over here in East Palestine. There's another one. We just played that one. We played that one. There's the food. Okay, good. We're caught up so far, Shady Groove.
Well, I think it's going to set a lot of people at ease, at least today, to see, like, we need it. This is what the job of the president is supposed to be, is to go and pay attention to what it is that's going on in the country in real time, not 3 weeks later, not because somebody else did it, not because you were forced into it, but because you want to. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me the reason why Joe Biden is even running for president. He doesn't really want to represent anybody. He doesn't really want to do anything for you. He doesn't really have America's best interest at heart. So the only motivation he could possibly have was to cover up his crimes. There's no other way that he was motivated by anything else.
Yeah, he's doing exactly what they want him to do.
Yep.
You know, that's bottom line. Nine minutes ago, Donald J. Trump just truthed this out. Let's check it out. Troller in chief. That was just posted.
Nobody's better at it. We do just called trolling. We do a little trolling.
So let's just, I'm going to go look at that Delta. You know, this, let's just go look and see what happens. So what time was it?
That was
1:37. So let's look at 13:37.
What do we got?
I don't know yet. Facebook is listening to you 24/7, 365, literally. F9 algorithm. Are they recording safe housing, metadata collection, building 8, DARPA, China, Q. Well, interesting. But, you know, China, Joe Biden, you know, I'm telling you guys, what an amazing president we have. Delivering food and water. And cleaning supplies.
Yeah. And doing it personally. It's not like he just sent a truck. He's going there to be with those people. And actually, he's going to listen to them. I guarantee you that's what ends up happening today, is that he's going to stand there and listen to them explain things to him. And then he's going to be able to go out on Truth Social later on this evening and present their information to the establishment. That's what I hope he does. But we need more people to recognize the problem in East Palestine, because this has been a mainstream media blackout to some degree. They've been talking about what happened there, but they're not talking about the repercussions. They're not talking about J.D. Vance going there. They're not talking about the other, what was the other guy's name that went up there? I can't think of his name right now, but they're not talking about any. That's the reason they're going, is to try to get attention on this. No one will give it attention. So now Donald Trump has to go.
Yeah.
And now they're going to give it attention.
Yeah, he created pressure. I love it. I love it. So, you know, let's keep in touch with that. We've got clips coming on to Twitter and whatnot as we go. Trump live in East Palestine. Let's go see what this is going on here. Let's check and see what we got. Let's look at it. 2.5. It's live now. Let me see what we got. Yeah, it's not live now. It's the same thing I'm looking at. It's the same thing I'm looking at, Shady. It's the, we're waiting for Fox News. That's what is being looked at here. So I've got the right link up. Trump visits East Palestine. It'll be right here. Live Trump visits East Palestine right here. Fox News. We're waiting for it. But he's on Air Force, or excuse me, Trump Force One, trolling Joe Biden. I mean, that's my president right there, J.D. Grill. Just imagine him.
That's good, too, right? That's good.
Yeah, here he is 14 minutes ago uploading a video of Biden being an idiot.
I mean, there's a lot more where that came from, Mr. Trump.
I mean, who loves that guy? By the way, Georgia's Get Trump grand jury forewoman accidentally confirms the recommended charges are bunk, Shady, on TV.
Yep. Oops. Big oops.
Yeah. So let's get into that real quick. Let me find the video. I have it right here, Shady Group. Amazing. Oh, I love this. Trump departing Mar-a-Lago. Look how beautiful that place is, Shady. You've been there.
I have.
Oh, it's so beautiful. You've been there. Wow. All right. So I want to quickly try to find this right here. Oh, here's the look at that. East Palestine representing right there.
Boom.
Let's go, Brandon. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. All right. We've got the, I'm in the wrong place here. Let me just go grab this one. Biden supporter cracks me up. Let me go to this lady. So this lady actually on live TV, and I believe it was on Anderson Cooper.
It was.
Yeah. Here it is. Right. I have the other one here. Let me just double check. Anderson Cooper. Here it is right here.
Emily Kors was asked whether the former president might face charges.
Did you recommend charges against Donald Trump?
I really don't want to share something that the judge made a conscious decision not to share. I will tell you that it was a process where we heard his name a lot. We definitely heard a lot about former President Trump, and we definitely discussed him a lot in the room. And I will say that when this list comes out, there are no major plot twists waiting for you.
Kors also indicated that the grand jury recommended charges for multiple people. She wouldn't give an exact number, but agreed that it was probably at least a dozen. She said, quote, it wasn't a short list. Perspective now from CNN senior legal analyst Ellie Honig, former assistant U.S. attorney. He's also the author of the new book, Untouchable, How Powerful People Get Away With It. Also with us, our chief political correspondent and co-anchor of CNN's State of the Union, Dana Bash. First of all, why this person is talking on TV, I do not understand. She's clearly enjoying herself.
Yeah.
But I mean, is this responsible? She was the foreperson of this grand jury.
This is a horrible idea, and I guarantee you that prosecutors are wincing watching her go on this.
I was wincing just watching her eagerness to, like, you know, hint at stuff.
It's painful in that respect. This is a very serious prospect here. We're talking about indicting any person. You're talking about potentially taking away that person's liberty. We're talking about potentially a former president for the first time in this nation's history. She does not seem to be taking that very seriously.
There's no reason for her to be out talking.
No. I
mean,
it's a prosecutor's nightmare. Mark my words. Donald Trump's team is going to make a motion if there's an indictment. Dismiss that indictment based on grand jury impropriety. She's not supposed to be talking about anything, really, but she's really not supposed to be talking about the deliberations. She's talking about what specific witnesses they saw, what the grand jury thought of them. She says some of them we found credible, some of them we found funny. I don't know why that's relevant, but she's been saying we found this guy funny or interesting. I think she's potentially crossing a line.
Wow. And then there's this, Shady, let me grab this. There's another one here of this chick right here.
Wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in. I kind of thought that would be an awesome moment.
Okay. So the charges are bunk.
And she's on CNN.
Put her on there. Because she wanted to swear him in with her meth mouth?
Yep.
And by the way, I saw some people doing a dig and she's a confirmed witch, you know, blah, 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 whatever. You know, get right, girl. Get right, Shady Groove. I mean,
she looked like she had a few demonic tendencies there. Like that little evil under the eyebrow look she was giving us.
You mean this one?
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds.
To get 60.
I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds.
That's without the filter.
No mean tweets. No mean tweets.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we have to deal with in our society today. Isn't it crazy?
Yep. That's pretty good. I mean, you know, they make CNN. It's like Avenatti 2.0.
It's so crazy, these guys.
9,000th time they've got him.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wild, Shady Groove. So, you know, here we are coming up on the end of the show. You know, just we'll report on a full Donald J. Trump in East Palestine tomorrow, I'm sure. But Shady, it's our time to shine.
It is our time to shine. Much love, Patriots.
Much love, everyone. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
In truth, everybody runs around every day talking about truth, and they're trying to get to the truth, and they want to hear the truth. That's one of the biggest lies I've ever heard in my life.
Soldier, keep on marching on. Head down till the work is done.
Most people have no desire whatsoever to even get within 100 miles of the truth, and in some instances, soldier, that's too damn close. So my conclusion is, most of you are going to get exactly what you're going to deserve over the next who knows how many years. Some of us are going to rise to the occasion. We are going to shine. We are going to shine. We're going to sparkle like diamonds in the sunrise on the most beautiful day that you can remember that you've ever seen in your life. And we're going to do it simply and only because it's the right thing to do. For the human race. For God, for our children, for the future of this world.
Keep on marching on. Head down to the
and it won't matter what happens to each of us as individuals. The only thing that will matter is that we rose to the occasion.
Boom.
We sparkled. We did what was right when no one else would. We said what was right when no one else would.
We spent our money for the right things when no one else would. We worked and toiled the cause of freedom when no one else would. We took the slander. We took the libel. We took the bullet. We took the prison. We took wounds. We took death. We took whatever was aimed at us. And we will prevail. It may take a long, long time. I may not see it in my lifetime. I may not live to be a part of the victory celebration, but I will be victorious. But all of those with me will be victorious. And we will shine.
Waiting on the morning sun.
You all stand around and talk about it. We put on the armor of God a long, long time ago.
Shine on, Patriots. www.mg.show. Boom.